I'm Tom Campbell, and this is My Spin.
There's no sugarcoating it. More than 50% of North Carolina's school children failed to achieve grade-level expectations last year. Test scores released earlier this month revealed only 45% of children passed state exams, compared to 59% in 2019, the year before the pandemic. The passing rate for Asians was 74%, 59% for whites, 34% for Hispanics, and 26% for blacks. A national study found that the average school-age student lost 55 instruction days, almost one-third of a school year, between March 2020 and the same month in 2021. Additionally, some students only briefly checked in some days for virtual learning, so the total lost days will grow exponentially. Can we all agree this isn't acceptable? This school year must be different. Here's some suggestions to make it successful. 1. Conduct a complete census of school-aged children to make sure they're identified and in school. State law requires it. The NC Department of Public Instruction estimated that between 10 and 15,000 public school students were unaccounted for last year. 2. Make a commitment that students will be in class the entire school year, regardless of conditions. Virtual learning was a failure. Creative solutions might be necessary, but this past year confirms we must keep our kids in class. Teachers, students, and all personnel must feel safe in school facilities. This means constant sanitizing to guarantee cleanliness. School buses should be sanitized each morning and afternoon. Classrooms, hallways, gyms, cafeterias, and other facilities will need modifying for distancing. Masks will likely be necessary for all but our youngest children. Recent studies indicate sports are the primary reason for COVID spread among young. We might need, again, to eliminate team sports. That's guaranteed to be unpopular. School districts need to have flexibility to hire additional teachers, nurses, mentors, counselors, administrators, custodians, food service, and other personnel. More people will require more intensive supervision. And teachers must be given permission to take a break when they need to relieve stress and pressure, even if it's just a few minutes away from class. A burned-out, stressed-out teacher can't be effective. Number 3. Assess each student's level of performance, not only at the start of the year, but frequently throughout the year. Educators cannot get them back to grade level if they don't accurately know student learning levels. Guarantee no negative consequences will be attributed to teachers or instructors in order that we can ensure accurate assessments. Students falling behind will require additional individual or group tutoring outside of class. And tutor groups must be kept small, say 2 to 4 students. Principals and administrative personnel must frequently monitor every classroom. There's no substitute for watching. Number 4, more counseling is imperative. The Journal of the American Medical Association Pediatrics pooled studies from across the globe and found clinically elevated depression in 25% of children and adolescents and anxiety in 20%. That's double the usual levels. Children don't always know how to express their feelings, so asking open-ended questions like, I feel, blank, 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 or I need, blank, 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 can often get reluctant students to express fears and concerns. Number 5, every student must have a grade-appropriate electronic tablet, notebook, or laptop, along with instructions for how to use it. Number 6, schools must have frequent contact with parents to ensure students are getting adequate sleep, nutrition, and recreation, as well as to update parents of progress and problems with their child. Number 7, this is a turning point year, so we should extend this school year beyond the traditional 180 instruction days. There's much to be done, and as you can see, many more dollars and people will be necessary for our children to catch up, keep up, and master grade-level instruction. Several states have already extended the year by an additional 15 to 30 instruction days. We should start planning now for summer school next year. Number 8, North Carolina must resolve to spend and use whatever means are necessary to achieve success. Our state has a $6 billion surplus, and federal relief funds are readily available for at least 3 years. We've got the money. Do we have the resolve? Our Constitution guarantees access to, quote, a sound basic education for every child. This is no time to scrimp on funding, materials, and personnel for our children's future. Let's stop partisan arguing and put our children first. We cannot afford another failed school year.